אתם עם SBS בעברית.
And is the world racist to find vaccine or treatment for COVID-19? Australian researchers are trialing an anti-malaria drug to test how well it prevents the virus. But what is hydroxychloroquine? And could it help end the pandemic? It's the one world's mostly deadly disease spread by mosquitoes, malaria. And among treatment used to fight malaria is hydroxychloroquine, a disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drug used since the 1950s, so it's not a new drug. As well as treating arthritis and lupus, there is hope that it could also be effective against COVID-19. An Australian Medical Association's president is Dr. Danielle McMullen. Listen to what she says.
It's a great drug for some autoimmune conditions, but it's a very specialized medication. And we're really concerned that people are hearing about this as though it's like a cure-all for coronavirus.
So a new clinical trial by Melbourne researchers at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute aims to see if the drug can prevent frontline health workers from catching coronavirus from their patients. Professor Mark Pellegrini is the head of the infectious disease and immune defense at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute.
We certainly know that in the test tube, hydroxychloroquine is actually very good at stopping the SARS coronavirus 2, the agent that causes COVID-19, from multiplying inside the test tube.
But despite limited scientific evidence, demand for hydroxychloroquine has soared worldwide after the US President Donald Trump admitted that he was using it to protect himself against the coronavirus.
I'm taking it, hydroxychloroquine. Right now, yeah.
And lupus sufferer Samantha Lubike says that she's struggling now to access the drug from her local pharmacy in Perth.
The supply did run out at the chemist for a bit, and I went in to check just to see if there would be a issue with getting a knee. And they're like, oh, we'll just check. So I went to the screen and they're like, it's not giving us a time.
The Therapeutic Goods and Administration says supply levels in chemists are beginning to improve across the country following recent changes allowing only certain types of medical specialists to prescribe hydroxychloroquine to new patients. And Australian businessman Clive Palmer, so he actually donated 33 million doses of hydroxychloroquine to the national medical stockpile. And health authorities say the drug can have serious side effects and should not be taken unless prescribed or under the care of a doctor. And the story was by Cassandra Bain and Jennifer Scherer for SBS News, produced by Nitza Lowenstein for SBS. Shalom, Australia. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.